You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah!
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Yeah! Noise! Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. You know what that means? It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Gorgeous day out today. Lots of new music and lots of new noise to get through, so we won't do too much chatter. The first half hour of the show, we're going to kind of have an East versus West North American argument kind of thing here. We've got lots of great reissues and lots of great new stuff as well. And the new stuff made me want to pull out the reissues. Coincidence? Maybe. You be the judge. We're going to start with the West Coast. We have something new, well, something old, but in new packaging by Flipper. And one of my favorite local releases coming up, something by New Sensei. We'll hear something from Reese Chatham all the way back to 1982. And we'll hear something new, a new Brooklyn discovery by the name of Religious Knives. And, of course, maybe some Sonic Youth. And we're going to start off, though, with something pretty rare, but I'm glad that CITR has it in its vaults. This is pretty much the epitome of the early 80s subterranean San Francisco scum rock scene. This is the Animal Things.
I don't know how long I've been in here.
I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. You almost forgot about that one, didn't you? Old, if there's any old listeners there that listen to CITR, yeah, that's a really good old PSA. Give blood. And if you do, they'll call you constantly to remind you to keep on doing it. So yeah. CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. Let's go through that last half hour you heard there. Like I said, kind of a East Coast versus West Coast kind of thing in old and new kind of avant rock. We'll talk. Go over the top of the set here. We start off with the Animal Things off of the now legendary Red Spot Anthology record. And this goes for quite a pretty penny now. Subterranean Records put out a compilation of kind of their more, well, shall we say, challenging bands back in the early 80s. And back in the early 80s, I love this about CITR. They used to have to write, the music director, in order to communicate with the rest of the DJs, this is before email and sending out stuff, he would have to write, he or she would have to write on the record of what the album sounded like and stuff like that. And I'd like to share this kind of thing. This will give you an idea of what the Red Spot compilation album is like. Okay, here we have the infamous Red Spot Anthology of underground San Francisco, in quotation marks, bands to put out by Subterranean Records in 1981. Of the quotation mark bands that appear here, the Wounds are the ones that most resemble a rock band. Both of their songs on this disc are great. Minimal Man's contribution is an 8-minute effort called Shower, a song that resembles the rest of their noise pattern concepts on their LP. The Shroud of Research Library is, or Shroud of dot dot dot, excuse me. The Minimal Man's full-length album they're talking about there. Excuse me. Next band, Research Library, is reminiscent of Laurie Anderson's clever avant-poetic stylings. Jed Spear and Easy Teeth intersperse their mechanical noise vignettes throughout the music on this LP. Mike On remind me of early Wire and later Gilbert Lewis sound collages. Animal Things spew out more of that typical moronic hardcore wimp shit American nihilism that should have died on the East Coast years ago, but survives in a California time warp. Last and certainly least, the fried abortions are more than a cute San Francisco in-joke and are useless outside of that sphere. So there you go. From former music, I don't know who wrote it, but from a former CITR member, the Red Spot compilation out on Subterranean Records. Go blow $100 on it. It's on white vinyl, too. It's absolutely gorgeous. Something new after that. Local stuff. I can't get enough of this album. Or shall I say half album. It's the One-Sided EP by New Sensei. Playing around quite a bit. Cutthroat 9 was the name of that track. After that, we had some reissued Flipper. More of the San Francisco noise avant rock scene. Thanks to the kind folks at Water for putting out 4 reissued albums by Flipper. Of course, you heard album generic Flipper, and track there was Shed No Tears. Then we took a trip all the way over to New York circa 1982 with noise guitarist Reese Chatham off of the staggeringly large And Angel Moves Too Fast to See box set. If you don't own anything by Reese Chatham, why don't you go own everything by Reese Chatham? An Angel Moves Too Fast to See, 3 CDs of the most staggering noise and modern composition spanning this wonderful composer's career. We heard Drastic Classicism there. After that, something brand new. It took me a while to get into this one. It came out in October, and it finally started making me bob my head. The Religious Knives, a fantastic two-piece out of Brooklyn. Maya Miller and Michael Bernstein, better known as the Double Leopards, who I played on this show quite a bit. A lot more Double Leopards, a lot more noisy. Here they're kind of finding their inner rock and soul, if you will. We heard a track called On a Drive. The name of the album is The Door, out on a Static Peace Records. So speaking of, we kept it all Thurston-y because the Static Peace is Thurston Moore's label. You heard Sonic Youth do one of my favorite Neil Young songs off of one of my favorite Neil Young albums. The album is Trance. Very, very debated about Neil Young album. That was his electronic music record that where he used a vocoder on every single track. Many people accused him of trying to get out of his contract with Geffen by releasing a completely alienating album. If you really do sit down and listen to it, I tell you, it's quite beautiful. But Sonic Youth, being the weirdos that they are, decided to cover a song off of Trance. That, of course, was Computer Age. Let's keep the music coming to you. New band on my desk that we're about to hear, getting a lot of buzz. I'm not a big fan of buzz. I let my ears do the buzzing. Thank you very much. But from San Francisco, these guys are getting written about quite a bit. They are called Me and Me. Featuring two members of Discord's Black Eyes, Daniel Martin McCormick on guitar and Jacob Long on bass, as well as Damon Palmero, on drums. Kind of spastic, kind of all over the place, very arty. Personally, it reminds me of the Slits in a no-wave kind of fashion. But you be the judge. This is the single off of their new album coming out. This is hitting the streets February 17th. This is Me and Me. The new album is called Water Sports. This track is called Echo, Non-Echo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yoshimi Peewee and her gaggle of crazy drumming ladies, better known as OOIOO, off of 2006? Yeah, maybe it was. Or maybe 2007. It's a few years old now. Taiga is the name of the album, out on Thrill Jockey Records. Uma was the name of that track there. And then before that, the flavor of the month, Me and Me. New album out on February 17th, entitled Water Sports, out on Quarterstick Records. Phenomenal label, subsidiary of Touch and Go. This is kind of drony, but it'll lead us into the next set really nicely. Something brand new by the Psychic Ills, phenomenal collective out on the Social Registry. This record, yeah, I hope you like it. This is really cool. The name of the album is Mirror Eve, and this track is called Mantis. Well, smoke them if you got them. The Psychic Ills' brand new album, Mirror Eye, out on the wonderful Social Registry label out of Brooklyn. Track there called Mantis. Stay tuned. We've got lots more noise coming up after this.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, and the question still remains, will Frank Rumbletone be in the studio at 3 o'clock? Your guess is as good as his. It's been a while. He's been out of town, and so we're really, really hoping that that we can see him. But stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we've got Green Majority, Canada's only environmental talk show, hosted by the kind folks over at CIUT in the lovely freezing tundra of Toronto. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Like I said, maybe 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go. Maybe. We'll see. If not, spontaneity reigns supreme. 5 o'clock, Tracy's here with the Arts Report. 6 o'clock, Audio Text. 6:30, Sam Squatch's Hideaway. All Canadian content all the time with Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Canada's most intelligent sexual health show with Julia and Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, The Man Just Called. The Man, the Myth. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, we've got something brand new. This gets my vote for best band name of the year. We Just Stole a Car, they're called. The name of the new album is Barn. These guys are pretty much a super group of sorts, based right here out of Vancouver. And it's nice, proggy, spazzy kind of stuff. I'm going to let the music do the talking here. This is We Just Stole a Car with a simple track called Bird. We'll be right back.
do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Trägt ein ehrliches Gesicht. Seine Hautfetzen hinter sich.
I tell you, Berlin in 1983 must have been a very, very weird place to be. Well, Berlin anytime, actually, is probably a pretty weird place to be. One of my favorite cities on this globe. I miss you so much. That was Einstürzende den Neubauten all the way back to 1983 off of their second full-length album, Zeichnungen des Patienten OT. Means drawings of the patient OT. A few versions of this album exist. This is the one I'd recommend picking up. This is the re-release from 1995. Comes with a couple of extra bonus tracks. There is the American release of it, which comes with a full EP, but the extra EP is just live stuff, and in my opinion, it's not very good. But yeah, that goes out to Mr. Hans Klaus, and be sure to tune into him. 10 hours from now on CITR. We're wrapping up the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls. We're going to end the show as we always do. The infamous, something, a band off the infamous Nurse with Wound list. Nurse with Wound, phenomenal avant-garde band for the last, 29 years. And on the back of their first album, they put out a list of 300 bands to make record geeks like me try and find. And today is no exception. You've heard this song on the show before, but I feel like playing it, so shoot me. One of my favorite songs of all time, in fact. This is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it's not a noise, I can't even know my tagline. If it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. This is This Heat off of their debut album with Horizontal Hold. We'll be right back.
Joel Grine from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.